What is going on, Tao Gao? It's your boy, Crimson. Sorry I haven't called you this weekend, man. Been busy. Been doing a lot of fucking bullshit. And, unfortunately, it just caused me to, want to take some time off. Got my car in the shop. Apparently it's got some tranny issues, plus needs a new fuel, what was it, fuel pump, plus some other things going on. But I just wanted to show you this little bit here. This piece right here is by a guy named David Carroll. And he's been doing tons and tons of research on his culture. So yeah, I'm just gonna play this part and we'll see what you think.
And it's kind of odd to me when I heard Creflo Dollar, the things that he was saying. Because then I thought to myself, and I've asked the question over and over again, I've done videos on it. Who is it in the black community that mistreats black women more than black preachers? Who? I've asked Hoteps, Black First, Pro-Blacks. I've asked these Negroes who do nothing but cheerlead black women, who can find no fault in black women. I've asked them, man, listen, who is it that exploits, financially pimps, sexually and psychologically abuses black women more than black pastors in the black community? Who is it? Who would you say is a close second?
Sorry about the phone drop there. But the reason why he said what he just said was this guy made a bold fucking statement a long, long time ago. And within this video that I'm showing you, he actually makes that bold statement again. And I got sick and tired of fucking hearing that statement without credibility. And that statement was that the black pastor who was educated and not only handsome but versed in the Bible was the black pastor that they were looking for. They were the ones, you know, the Margaret Sangers and all that stuff. They were looking for men that could pass on a message. And I thought to myself, like, why the fuck does he keep saying this? Well, it turns out that Margaret Sanger, and of course you know who she is. She's the founder of the Eugenics Party out here in America. And they gave way to Planned Parenthood. She preached over and over that the only way to the Negro is through the black pastor. And that is quoted by her in book after book after book after book. As a matter of fact, Planned Parenthood had to denounce her because they just couldn't get away from her eugenics quotes in books and her her racist rhetoric in books. And it got to a point where I'm finally starting to see that that's how the Democratic Party has control over the blacks. The black pastor. Do you remember in that movie Friday? Where, as a matter of fact, let's look it up together. What was his name? Here we go.
Shut up, man. I'm the pastor.
For what?
Why we smoke bud too.
How you doing, brother Chris?
You see that? You see how fucking little respect that weed guy, the dealer, had? Because he knew deep down that that guy for sure did some grimy shit.
Hank, how you doing?
I'm alright.
Well, I'll see you. But yeah, is Sister Jones in?
Nope. Neither's brother Jones. They both at work.
Well, your ass need to be nigga.
You see that? He said his Sister Jones in. Not the husband. Not his father Jones in. Not his brother Jones in. He asked if Sister Jones was it. Why? It's because he's only targeting the females who are the stay-at-home moms. He's only targeting a particular demographic. And when I fucking heard that coming out from David Carroll, the first thing that I thought of was this scene.
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74th Street Baptist Church. We call us sinny sin, sin.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Nigga.
Why don't you just give him a little bit for my cataract?
You didn't put in on this, man.
It's better to get a receipt, my brother. Look, she bending over. Claude, have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want. Excuse me, brother. Miss Parker.
Can I talk to you for a minute, Miss Parker?
We be letting you know. Eve alert.
There it is. And there it is. This movie. I never understood that scene for the longest fucking time, Tal. For the longest time, I've never understood that scene. I thought Bernie Mac was probably one of my favorite actors / comedians as a kid, especially when I saw Def Comedy Jam. Especially when I saw, The Kings of Comedy, the Black Edition. And then, of course, I saw the Latino Edition, but I thought the Black Edition was way better. That made no sense to me as a kid. You know, it's the black pastor coming by trying to preach the word. And then, you know, the way that I saw it was, here's Chris Tucker, like, not giving a crap. And he's, doing drugs in front of him, not caring. And it wasn't until I heard David Carroll that years later it finally sank in. And it wasn't until that dude just magically... It was like he lifted the veil from my face. And then I start to think, think about it. In the Catholic religion with Latinos, kids get sexually abused all the fucking time. All the fucking time. And is it any wonder why they turn away from Catholicism, why a lot of Catholics or a lot of Latinos turn away from Catholicism? Why a lot of Latinos turn away from God? It makes sense to me now. It makes sense why Latinos are secretly sexually abused. As a matter of fact, my ex has a huge problem with that. I think I mentioned that to you before. But my point is that it makes total fucking sense now.